here. Oh, big fatty. Ooh. Big fatty, are you okay over there?
It's coming out both ends.
Oh, dear Gussie. Your gain is really high. Your gain is
it?
Really, really blowing it out.
I haven't touched it.
I know.
I haven't touched it.
Well, you're using one of those USB microphones, and they're garbage. So, poor Big Fatty. But then again, we've heard the BFO. I assume you're having a little bit of the pollinating over there.
There's pollination. You know, that's
close.
That's dead now.
Closed.
Yes, dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, I didn't mind it, but it did smell in there, and it was kind of gross.
Well, it's because of the stink bug.
You know what?
Speaking of stink bug.
Yeah, you just really set yourself up for that one, didn't you? But I don't have it in me to care. All right,
well,
let's just
save it. Save it to the end of the show.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader.
Welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on,
guys?
Oh,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, one of those was the sound effect. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday.
Monday.
The 24th of March, 2025. And I just flew in, and boy, are my arms tired. Year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVatria Parton. I'm one of your hosts, the one who's running the soundboard. So that's all I got. Mr. Larry H. Vader, and you can spell that.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Or, if you'd like to spell it correctly, V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And joining me today, it's the pollinated one himself. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Oh, my Lord.
Y'all, I thought it had gotten better, but now it's turned into the, like, fine pollen. Like, it's the bad stuff now. The first stuff was just what turned everything green. And now we're down to the, like, the stuff that really messes you up. Woo.
Yes.
And y'all, I've been taking, y'all, I was, it was old coal miners weekend. I was driving a coal mine cart through the mines. And
yes.
Y'all, they were covered in the pollen on both Friday and Saturday. And y'all, and the display, it's going to start flashing red again. Perfect.
It is.
Yeah, great.
I figured that it was a red alert.
Yeah. And so y'all, it's just going to have to flash, because if I unplug it, it's going to ruin everything. But y'all,
right.
So I'm out there. I had to wipe the seats and stuff down in the mining cart. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, not what you wanted to be doing. And so I inhaled an awful lot of the pollen. And y'all, my eyes are burning.
Did you have to mop up anything else other than the pollen?
Yeah, I did not. Y'all, it was a lovely week. Y'all, this is ancient coal miners weekend.
And yes.
So, you know, the few people left out there that can make Big Fatty look moderately young. And y'all, they were lovely. Because by the time they get to be that age, they don't complain. They complain. Trust me. They complain.
Oh, yeah.
But it's things that they should have complained about. I'll just leave it at that. So, and so y'all, I was fine with that. And y'all, we had a hootenanny, but my God, it was cold. We were outside most of the weekend.
Ooh.
And it was 40 something degrees and we're out there.
Didn't have your camisole, did you?
Y'all, I had on the camisole and the gloves and the hat. And so did Lorena, my coworker, the new mother. And y'all, we were both frozen to death, and those ancient people were out there in their members-only jackets.
You know, that's it. We love a members-only jacket.
Y'all, they had hardly anything on, just some slacks and a members-only jacket, and they were fine. And y'all, I was about to freeze to death.
And, you know, in my day, I owned 4 members-only jackets.
And no one is surprised about that.
No, so, no one is surprised. There was a teal-colored one, and there was a tan-colored one, ooh, and a black one. And then, of course, I had to have, in honor of the Friday Hollywood Squares, I had to have a red members-only jacket.
Ah, well, that is... No surprise to me that your fashion was dictated based on a quiz program.
Correct.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Mrs. Lauren? What do you think?
There
about
you go.
That?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet Mrs. Lauren might have come in contact with a members only jacket.
Well, I'm sure Mr. La 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 Lauren still wears his.
Well, I mean, of course.
He's an old soul, you know. So.
Well, he, and Dr. Stone, I'm sure he still has a closet full of them.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, speaking of old souls.
Right. Y'all, the pollen's so bad. The car was absolutely disgusting because it rained when we were recording last week. It was raining, so that left the car wet. So do you know what that means? When the pollen descent, y'all, it just stuck all in that water, and then it was absolutely
pollen paste.
It was disgusting. So y'all, I went and washed it. Y'all, I'm traveling this week, and so Sunday, really Saturday afternoon too, and Sunday, y'all, it's been nonstop errands, and. Yeah, went out this morning and had the Saturday,
coming in a little hot.
The Sunday morning coffee, and y'all then went to the car wash. And y'all, I don't like washing the car every week because those car washes, they swirl the paint real bad. And then I have to buff it out, and that has
and
nothing to do.
And I know how you love buff,
right?
Or a buffet.
Well, I do love a buffet, but y'all. You go through the car wash and it does all the things and it dries it and all that. And then you pull around and that's where they've got the good Whack-ems. And so I pulled around to the good Whack-em. And y'all, of course, it was completely empty on the side that I pulled to. So someone came and parked right next to me. Of course. You know, and then was like, oh, can you close your door? You know what? If you had parked in one of the 40 empty spaces over there, you could have not had to ask me to move all my shit. Anyway, and if your children touch my car, I'm going to cut their hands off because their behavior is atrocious.
Okay, so you did have on an orange hat.
You know what? She started it.
The answer to my question is yes. Mm-hmm.
And okay. The car's just going to be sitting for a week, so I wasn't trying to do anything crazy, and I detailed the inside last week, so I just ran the Whack-em over that. But y'all, I mostly wanted to use the damp towels that they provide to wipe the door, you know, the door jams and stuff to get all the pollen out. And y'all,
who doesn't love a damp towel?
Well, you know what? That is the best thing about that car wash. And y'all, I went and was gonna wipe the jam around the trunk, you know, because y'all, you got to keep that clean. If you're serious about, if you got,
oh yeah,
if
you,
you got a car,
you better keep your trunk clean.
That jam, y'all, it gets nasty and gross. And the previous jalopy, it had just gotten to the point where it was uncleanable, and so I'm trying my best to keep the trunk clean. Anyway, y'all, I put the towel in there to wipe around. Y'all, it came out caked full of pollen and gunk. So needless to say, y'all, it took a bit of doing to get her cleaned up. But anyway,
did you get the vapors from doing all that?
The sun was out. I got a bit warm because I was overdressed for it. But y'all, I put all the stuff away. You know, I don't really, like I said, I didn't do much with the inside. I just wiped all the stuff down. Made sure the rims and all were clean because, y'all, they spray the tire stuff on and it gets on the wheels. Anyway,
you got to make sure the rims are clean.
You got to get that off.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
The trunk and the rim need to be clean.
And so, y'all, I went to walk back around the car, and I was like, oh, what's that? Y'all, it was already a layer of pollen on the goddamn car after all that. Wow. So,
Was there an extra charge for that?
Probably. Okay. An extra scratch or two, just because. Mm-hmm. But, so anyway, so that was the morning. But, y'all, I'm right now, if you hear a buzz, you know what that means.
Oh, it means,
Oh, no, it actually doesn't mean that. It means I'm Big Ricky, no. And I'm doing my last load of laundering right now.
Right. And, you know, there's tradition there.
It's true. You got to do that during a podcast so the dryer buzzer will go off.
Yes, and, exactly.
But, y'all, doing that because, y'all, in the morning, I'm getting on the aluminum tube of death, or as you're hearing this, which is why my arms are tired, I'll be on the aluminum tube of death in the back on my way to the Austin Tejas. So, y'all, going out there for a little coal, well, it's a conference, not really a coal mine event. Leave there on Friday and hopefully going to Vegas. And then I'll be in Vegas for the weekend. Got some little plans in the Lost Wages, y'all.
Oh.
I've just canceled the Luxor. Y'all, I just couldn't do it.
Oh.
Y'all, I am not a rich man, but I just paid to stay at Tuscany because I could not bring myself to stay at Luxor. Y'all, it just looks like a dump. And so I decided that I'd rather spend, you know, a little bit more and stay somewhere nice versus just a little bit less and still overpriced to stay in a dump. So, went ahead and did just right before we're recording, did that. But y'all, I'm out there for the weekend, so there will not be a little show next week.
Oh, so it is, you know, we're moving towards Easter, and clearly we're getting ready for the season of miracles.
Right. It's just my little gift to everyone.
Yes.
Oh, come on, keyboard.
So.
So yeah, I won't be back until next Monday evening.
It's late, so there will
yeah,
not.
Oh no, it's I probably won't get home until close to midnight by the time.
Oh well, I would have been asleep 3 hours.
Why didn't I ask you for a ride from the area of Puerto? Because y'all, I don't want him to fall asleep at the wheel.
You might as well just get Jesus to call you an Uber.
Right, y'all. I'm fine with the Uber. The big issue with that is, y'all, it's calling for right now, and it's still a week out, more than a week, as we record this. Y'all, they're saying it's going to be pouring down rain when I get back. And, y'all, the Uber area, the pickup area, is not covered. So,
no.
That is not ideal, but I'll be fine. I'm sure the forecast will change 38 times between now and then. So, but, y'all, checked in for my flights. Could not sleep. Sleep is apparently optional these days. Could not sleep on Saturday night. And so I was up at 7 o'clock when it was time, or quarter till seven when it was time to check in for the flight. And y'all, completely booked. And by completely booked, I mean,
I don't know what that means.
It means I don't get an upgrade.
It means I've spent
most of the day waiting for people to change their flights because we're within the same day change window so that I could grab an Economy Plus seat. Right now, y'all, I've got bulkhead on both of the flights there. And y'all, I mean, that's nice. It's extra legroom. But the problem is your grip has got to go up above because there's no underseat storage. And y'all, these people with their steamer trunks will destroy your shit. So I'm going to have to pack my grip very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, there's been an eBay. Y'all, I'm addicted to eBay. Are you? Okay.
No.
I've been buying shit on eBay.
What have you bought? Just a couple of things.
Nothing that we can talk about on the little show.
Some
horror things. it's all up on the eBay, and y'all, that algorithm learns what you like and what you look at, and they make you offers.
Well, you're probably seeing the same kind of stuff that Miss Bacon sees.
I'm certain of it. Miss Bacon and I, we're cut from the same cloth.
Y'all are tight. Mm-hmm. By the way, I thought of Miss Bacon the other day because there was a question on the Jeopardy about where the big motorcycle weekend, you know, Sturgis.
She will drive your getaway car at Sturgis, yes. Y'all. She will.
Right. I know. But that popped up, and I said, oh, that reminds me of Miss Bacon. Oh.
Yeah, and by getaway car, I mean your getaway minivan. I mean...
Hello.
I mean, I said Miss Bacon. So, y'all, I am... And y'all, for those of you with the little shows, I am woefully behind on little shows. I have 32 stacked up. So, but y'all, I'm commuting back and forth to this conference from the Horror Motel there in Austin.
Oh.
And by the Horror Motel, I mean the Holiday Inn by the Eagle. So I'll be in the car a lot. So I'm hoping I get to catch up a little bit on the little shows while I'm in the car. Now, of course, I listen to Big Fatty because that's how I make sure that he's still with us.
That I'm alive.
Right, that I don't have to run over to the villa and Granny in.
By the way, on the desktop of the fat yellow iMac, there's a folder called Post-Death Information, and that's the one that you need to look at.
Okay, perfect. I'm sure I'll remember that in 3 days when I need it. But yeah,
right.
I thank you for making it very clear. And you just got to remind me of that about once every 6 months until the day comes. All right,
okay.
And then I'll remember it. But y'all, getting older, I'm gonna tell you, it is not for the faint of heart because things start sagging and drooping, and y'all, and the memory, y'all, the vision. I'm looking at Big Fatty through reading glasses because I can't see the screen anymore without the spectacles. So, but y'all, some other big news this week.
Big doings. I see there's something green in your hand.
Yeah, y'all, there's a new
iPhone. I know how you love the green.
Well, I'll explain that in a second. Y'all, it's an iPhone 16 Pro. Yeah.
Oh.
Y'all, I had a 13 Pro, and y'all, there was absolutely nothing wrong with it. Now, the battery was at about 80% of its capacity, and the battery life did not bother me. I still didn't have an issue with battery life. And, you know, 90% of the time, because, y'all, I go from the house to the car to the office. I mean, who cares? But the problem is, like, when the battery gets low and you're doing something intensive, y'all, it will freeze the app. And so the last trip, my coal miner coworker, Lorena, and I went on, y'all, my Google Maps, it was having an issue. It just kept freezing, and y'all, I've seen it do that whenever the battery capacity gets too low, before, and you know, also the phone was 3 years old, 3.5 years old. So, but y'all, the AT&T, I wasn't sure about it, but y'all, the AT&T was running a deal, and y'all, any iPhone, no matter what condition it was in, $1,000. So, y'all, they gave me $1,000 for the. For the 13 Pro, which paid for the 16 Pro, so just had to sign a little contract had a bit of a FedEx issue with it. Y'all, it's perfectly lovely.
Yeah,
and there was nothing wrong with the last one. Now the camera is 1,000 times better, and it's got that camera control, and I haven't really used that.
I'm oftentimes turning the camera on when I'm not trying to turn the camera on.
Yeah, so, but this is my first always-on screen, which, you know, the 13 Pro did not have. I think that started with the 14. So, the always-on screen, it's nice. I don't have to pick it up to look and see if there's any notifications or what time it is. So, we enjoy that. But, y'all, the big deal, the real reason.
Is it breaking news?
Breaking news. Y'all, the real reason is because I no longer need a motherfucking lightning cable. The new phone is USB-C. My laptop is USB-C. My iPad is USB-C. My AirPods are USB-C. One cable will charge everything. And I cannot...
Until they change it again.
I don't think that'll be anytime soon. you know, at least another decade. But y'all, like, my keyboard and mouse are USB-C. I need no lightning cables. And I'm going to tell you, there was a time when it switched to lightning that if I felt like I didn't have enough cables. Like, and they were expensive. Y'all, they were expensive for a while, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And y'all... Yeah, I started pulling them all together because we do have a couple of USB-C iPads at the coal mine still. And so I was like, oh,
you mean Lightning?
Or, yeah, Lightning iPads. We have mostly USB-Cs, but there are a few devices that are like kiosks and stuff. Anyway, was pulling the cables together because I was like, I'm not going to throw them out. The ones that aren't chewed up by cat or breaking, I'll just take to the coal mine. Y'all. I must have had, and I'm not exaggerating when I tell you, I must have had 25 lightning cables.
Oh my Lord.
Because, you know, they're in the car, they're on the desk here in the studio, they're by the bed in the studio, aka bedroom. There's one by the sofa, there was one on my desk, there were a few in my bag, because when you travel, you need one for the hotel room, you need one for the rental car. You also... better have an extra one just in case y'all, there were cables every which way. Some were USB-A, some were USB-C. So, pulled all that out, had a huge wad of cables, replaced it. Of course, I still had to get the USB-A to C cables because just in case you get a rental car that, you know, doesn't have the USB-C, you got to have the right cable to have your car play. But y'all, it is done. No more lightning cables. Excuse me. I think
is that the hobos?
I think a hobo was on a track or something out back. But y'all, they don't normally blow the horn, unless somebody's on the track. But got rid of all that. Ordered some anchor cables because Extra Special Chris said, "Oh, you need these," and so those are the ones I bought. And I got a couple of little charger bricks. You know,
I don't know what an anchor cable is.
It's just a brand. It's a brand.
Oh, okay.
And one end's USB-A and one C because, like, my charger, my charging bricks that I have, like, in my laptop bag and all are still USB-A, too. So, you know, got a couple of those, got a couple USB-Cs. I already had USB-C cables that came with iPads and other things. So, y'all, I am all switched over. And
now, the...
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Favorite feature of the new iPhone...
Yes.
Is that you can set the battery charge limit to 80%. And y'all,
yes.
I'm going to tell you, if you've never done that.
I've done it. You told me to do it.
It absolutely saves your battery. Now, with a phone, of course, you use it more than a laptop or I do, like unplug. So you do get more cycles. The battery does age because it runs down, you charge it up. It runs down, you charge it up. But y'all, my laptop, I have an M2 Max MacBook Pro 14-inch for work. I installed whatever the software is that's in setup that controls the battery health. So it only charges to 70%. That's as high as it charges. And it doesn't charge until it drops below 60%, meaning that way it gives the battery the exercise it needs, you know,
right.
Every now and again. Yeah, my battery health's at 99% 2.5 years later. So there is some, and I know Apple does all the optimized charging, blah, 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 blah. But I'm telling you, it works. So if you've got a new phone, set her to 80%. And because at some point with that phone, y'all, it's only going to be 80% anyway if you don't take care of it. So anyway, did that. Y'all, I love it. So now what were you going to say?
I was going to say, have you ordered your Betty White stamps?
Yes. What else were you going to ask?
That was it.
Okay, perfect. Yep. Y'all, I heard about that on the BFO, actually, from Big Fatty.
Yes.
And then because, you know, no devices are ever snooping on you, y'all, I started getting the ads for them all over everything, everywhere I went on the internet. So I did order the Betty White stamps. Y'all, I don't know why, and I'm not going to save them. Like, some people collect stamps. I might save one, but y'all, I'm not going to collect them. I just... order them and I'll use them. So I needed stamps anyway for the three bills I pay. Well, actually zero bills, but the three cards I send the Hat Arena every year. So, you know, needed a little stamp. Now, have you ordered yours?
Yes.
All right. Well, there you go. There you go. Oh. Well, Big Fatty, how was the rest of your week? Now that I've nattered for 25 minutes.
Well, you'll find out on tomorrow's show, because you know that's what I do, is recap the weekend.
Yeah, luckily I can drown most of it out in the shower, so.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. But, yeah, well, lovely. Lovely. Y'all, I was... Did y'all listen to the BFO this week? Y'all, it was downtown central.
It was.
It really, like, I was several times just like, what is he talking about? And I said I was going to make notes so I could talk about it on this little show, but y'all, I couldn't be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't. But y'all, before we run out of time completely, let's do this.
Yes.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everybody, it's that game. The game where Big Patty talks to me about people who were born on this day, and I have to guess if they're dead or alive. And y'all, I'm not real good at that part. But then because he picked so many obscure people, I have to tell you who they are. Big Patty, who you got?
Well, let's start off with Allison Hannigan.
Ooh, Allison Hannigan. Y'all, Allie Hannigan is dead as a doornail, unfortunately. Allison Hannigan was the actual name, not the stage name, but the actual name of Jessica Fletcher, Murder, She Wrote. Of Hey Lady. Of
Lady, I wouldn't go in there if I were you.
Oh, dear Lord. Angela Lansbury. So, yes.
That's the one. Allison Hannigan is an American actress. She's not dead.
Oh, no.
She was on Buffy the Vampire Slayer and How I Met Your Mother.
Two shows I know you watch religiously.
No, I didn't watch either one of them.
Perfect.
Which really is hard to believe, isn't it? All right. Clyde Barrow.
Clyde Barrow is... Gosh, he's got to be dead. Y'all, he was English. And y'all, he was the inventor. It's very obvious. He was the inventor of the wheelbarrow.
Yes,
way back when.
Okay. Clyde Barrow is dead as a doornail. He was an American bank robber and outlaw of Bonnie and Clyde fame.
I wonder how he had time to invent the, why he needed to rob
well,
banks.
Well, you know, you gotta supplement your income at times. Do we got time for a couple more?
Oh, I think so.
Robert Mackey.
Ooh, Bob Mackey is embarrassing. I'm embarrassed to say. I think he's alive. Yeah, he's a fashion designer. That Cher loves Bob Mackey.
Mm-hmm. Bob Mackey indeed an American fashion designer, and he is still alive, believe it or not.
Yeah, hard to believe.
How about that?
But so is Cher. Right. Also hard to believe. So, yes.
Yes, Louis Anderson.
Ooh, dead. Dead, dead, dead. Y'all, he was a musician. He's a jazz player, a jazz musician. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Louis Anderson is indeed dead. He was an American comedian and Emmy Award winning actor for Baskets, Life with Louis, and Coming to America, and was a TV game show host of The Family Feud.
Oh, Lord.
And he was on the Hollywood Squares a lot too.
Well, there you go.
Have we got time for one more?
Probably not.
Okay, well, yeah. Jim Parsons, you already know.
Oh, he's alive. Yeah. And I don't think I look like him, just for the record. People used to tell me
that
all the time.
I don't think you do either.
Yeah, people used to say that. Ooh. Or maybe they said I acted like him. So, maybe they meant I acted like Sheldon. But, yeah, anyway, because I am that smart.
Okay.
Yeah. No, yeah. So, there you go. That was y'all. Could be the last show ever.
Yeah, could
be. We won't quite make it to 20 years at this rate. So,
well, That's not surprising.
Yeah, only 2 months. 2 months until 20 years. A little over 2 months. Hard to believe. We'll be ancient. And fat.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of ancient and fat.
I set that up.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
But appropriately
yeah.
Ancient.
Downtown. Mm-hmm.